Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 435 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I don't know about spelling mother. I can spell papa. I spell it P-A-P-A. I can't spell rather or jury or judge or stockings. I never did go to school further than the first grade. I went to school about a year. I can spell day, but not daylight. I can spell beer, but not whiskey. I couldn't read the name whiskey. No, I can't read any letter on that picture there, exhibit estate. I can't figure except with my fingers. I know the figures as far as 8, as far as 12. I knows more about counting than I do about figuring. I don't know what year it was I went to school. I worked for Truett about 2 years, for Mr. Coates 5 years, for Mr. Woodward and Mr. Honeywell about a year, and a pressing club about 2 years, or a stationery company 3 or 4 months. Dr. Palmer about a year and a half, and then I went to work for the pencil company. Mr. Herbert Schiff employed me at the pencil factory. Sometimes Mr. Schiff paid me off, sometimes Mr. Gant, sometimes Mr. Frank. I don't remember when I saw Mr. Frank pay me off or how many times. I drawed my money very seldom. I would always have somebody else draw it for me. I told Mr. Holloway to let Gordon Bailey draw my money mostly. He's the one they call Snowball. The reason why I didn't draw it myself, I would be owing some of the boys around the factory, and I didn't have it to pay, and I would leave the factory about 11:30 so that I didn't have to pay it, and then I would have Snowball draw my money for me mostly. I would see him afterwards, and he would give me the money. Sometimes I would go down through the basement out the back way to keep away from them. The reason I let them draw my money, I owed some of them, and some of them owed me, and I wanted them to pay me first before I paid them. I didn't want to get my money on the inside.